This next story is a sort of Mother's Day tale with an immigration twist. It's about what happens when immigrant women come to work here in the U.S. while making the gut-wrenching decision to leave their own families and children behind. Reporter Alyssa Quart met a woman from Paraguay who did just that and whose life was about to change radically.
Blanca Conde is calling her son Guido. He's 12.
Hola, Guido.
Hola,
mami. ¿Qué está haciendo mi hijo?
No, estoy acá con Pablo.
Blanca doesn't live across town from Guido or even in a different state. She's in New York City and he's in Paraguay. 10 years ago, Blanca came to the U.S. to make money to send back home. She worked as a nanny, raising other people's kids. Moms like this, who live far away from their families, are sometimes called transnational mothers. There are many in New York City and across the country. A good number work as nannies. But now, after a decade apart, Guido's coming to America to reunite with his mother. Blanca knows it will be complicated.
I'm happy because he's going to be stay with me. You know, he's part of my life. And sad because he don't want to come.
Blanca worries that Guido will miss his grandma, who raised him for the past 10 years. When I met her, she was nervous. It was the day before her son's arrival. So she was mopping up her small apartment in Queens and getting his room ready. Blanca isn't even sure how tall Guido is now. It's things like this that she's missed while supporting his middle-class life, sending a chunk of what she makes back home.
To my country, I send like $800.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mom.
She doesn't know where he'll go to school in New York or how they'll get by. After all, Guido doesn't speak English, and Blanca's surviving on only $30,000 a year. The next day, I head out with Blanca to meet Guido at the airport. She leaves the house of the little boy she cares for. He's the same age, 2 years old, that Guido was when Blanca left him back home.
I'm excited and happy, and also I got very stressed. I just want to like turn the page. And tomorrow's gonna be another day.
In the cab, she remembers why she left Guido in the first place, to work in America. She was a nurse in her country. Even with her job, supporting her son and mother was a struggle. She knew she'd make more in the States. We get to JFK Airport.
Excuse me, this is the Terminal 8, right?
Yes.
So they're gonna come from where, the people who's been?
While we sit, Blanca tells me about her long wait for Guido's return and why she decided to bring him here.
One day I have a very bad, sueño?
Dream.
Dream, yeah. I just saw Guido sit in one place in my house and cry and cry and cry, and nobody's there. So I say, I have to make that decision.
Blanca waits. The flight's delayed.
Oh, boy. It's going to be okay. Because I know the people, some people, they bring like 2-3 children here alone by itself, and they can do it. They can do it.
Oh, yeah.
I can do it.
She wonders what Guido will think of snow in New York. He's never seen it before. Will he even recognize his mother? The plane is finally disembarking, but no Guido yet.
I feel nervous. I want to see my son. Hey! Hey! Mi muchachote!
No tengo frío.
No tengo frío.
Mamá, no estoy ocupado.
Guido doesn't want to put on the jacket that Blanca has bought for him. He says it's not cold. It's their first mother-son struggle in America. The jacket is too small. Blanca didn't know his size. The next day will be a new beginning in America, but not an easy one. What lies in store for Guido and Blanca? Will he learn English? A week later, he starts at a large New York City public school. Another journey begins. For The World, I'm Alyssa Quart, New York.
Alyssa reported that story in collaboration with The Nation magazine. Blanca and Guido's reunion, as you heard, was pretty emotional. We have pictures of Blanca before and after reconnecting with her son at PRI.org.